Well, hello and good morning. Welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 26. Thank you so much for listening. My question or contemplation or things that make you go, whatever you want to call this that I'm doing, comes today by a couple different things. One, it's still a rumination from the drag teen book, but it couples with multiple conversations, but one in particular that I was overhearing about by a couple people. One was a grandma and one was a mom, and they were talking about keeping track of their kids and grandkids on their cell phone, being able to see where they are via various apps, you know, and then talking about, like, the mom had said, well, if I don't, my kid doesn't answer the phone and they don't answer my questions and I can't see where they are, I know they're quote unquote doing something wrong. And the grandma was more, she was kind of looking at it as a safety issue, not so much as a disciplinary issue, because she's a grandma, so maybe she gets to do that. But looking at just keeping track of knowing where they are, and didn't necessarily sound like these people were, like, sort of abusive with it or obsessive about it, inconsistently keeping track of where people were, but out of concern, hey, where are you? There were just interesting discussions about how they ended up tracking the kids, because it sounded like the grandkid, like, sort of voluntarily let his grandmother do this, which I thought was kind of cool and interesting. And then how this plays with this book that I'm just read, this drag teen book, it's about these kids who they tell their parents they're going to a particular city in Florida for spring break, but what they really do is drive up to New York and go to a drag competition. And I'm thinking of how that, like, not that I'm promoting people or kids, like, lying to their parents or going and doing different things, but it's sort of an interesting thing that how much, like, how many people don't have stories of things like that. Definitely some of them went horribly wrong. Not saying that it always works out wonderfully like it does in books, because it doesn't. I get that. But how many times don't people allow, like, sometimes that's their breakout moment in their life. That's where they got to explore. They got to get out from under a parent who was a little bit too, you know, or a lot too controlling. And they sort of, in order to grow, in order to have an experience, they went and they did lie to their parents, and they went off and did something like this, ran off and did the drag teen competition in New York instead of the spring break in Florida. And now with the phone, I'm like, again, I'm not promoting this. I'm just saying this is a really interesting difference that how many kids can't, like, just do that anymore? You can't, like, go take a maybe really calculated experiment or experience or both because somebody can't find you for a little bit and, you know, or they question or they have that slight feeling that something is off and then they check and then, hey, what are you doing up in New York, child? So, okay, it would be nice if we all had relationships with our parents and relatives that we could always be honest and yay, let's promote that and let's promote openness. But the reality is that's not the reality. And I'm not saying to use these things for horrible and nefarious things. And obviously I know it's safety issues and, like, feel like I have to put 77 disclaimers for people to understand where I'm coming from. But the reality is how many things haven't we all learned because we took a path that wasn't quite to get out from under a particular situation. And now not so easy. Or yeah, the kid goes off the grid or shuts down the app, and therefore the parent can't find them. And then, of course, the assumption is they're doing something wrong, which technically they are. But I don't know. I'm just, it's a fascinating thing because in some ways, I mean, obviously there's so many great things about this type of situation. I certainly have had situations where I've had to walk from point A to point B in a not great area. And it's been very nice to call somebody and say, hey, can you keep an eye? Here's where I am. Here's where I'm going. If things go weird, please, like, call the cops or whatever. And they could keep a track of that via their phone to my phone. And certainly we have situations where I'm sure many wonderful things have happened because a parent was able to track their kid and all of that. So I'm not downplaying that there aren't a billion positive things to this, but it's just also like this trip for most, in most cases, couldn't happen for a lot of kids. So it's just interesting, the sort of life trade-offs we obviously have with technology and as things grow and change. There are a lot of other life lessons one can learn without these things. But again, just looking at the pros and the cons and what do we gain and what do we lost, and thinking back to our own life and childhood, if somebody was tracking us all the time, where would it have benefited us to have mom know that, oh my gosh, you know, I got yanked into this situation and I didn't want to be, and whatever, thank goodness mom could find me there. Or obviously the other end of, with what did you do as a kid that was not, quote unquote, the most honest thing, or maybe you didn't even lie. Maybe you just went off and did your thing. It wasn't about not telling somebody the truth. It was just taking a moment and taking a situation and running with it. How many of those things might have been thwarted by the phone call of, what are you doing? Where are you going? Why are you here? Again, a lot of different types of parents, so that can go down very differently for a lot of different people, obviously. I can certainly think of times in my life when I would have liked this technology to kind of keep me safe when I was doing something that was not anything wrong, but just that check-in. But definitely times in my childhood that I'm glad that I was able to go off and do things and learn and have my own experiences and figure my own stuff out. Maybe by not doing something, my mom would have looked at it and been like, oh, what's going on here? And sometimes the having to explain, even if you're not doing anything wrong, sort of like cuts into your experience and your processing, and having to perhaps explain yourself when you're trying to even figure out what you're doing. And I don't know, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it gets us to think more critically about what we're doing and explain more and be in touch with the whys and the what we're doing. I just can't help but think about some lost experiences and growth opportunities that may be thwarted via this wonderful new technology, as all things have their pros and cons. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful morning and the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.